The crew of Soyuz Expedition 21 is in quarantine now, accompanied by a NASA physician affectionately nicknamed Dr. No. So William stands on one side of a wrought iron gate, friends and family on the other.
Welcome to the penitentiary. You can't even reach the fence, so you've got this guillotine that comes off.
William's wife, Anna Marie, and his two grown sons join about 10 friends to say hello, keeping at arm's length. They traveled across 11 time zones, mostly from neighbors at the Johnson Space Center in Houston.
So everybody had a good trip? It's a long trip, isn't it? Is everybody over jet lag? Not really, right? Nobody's over jet lag.
This crew of three, Williams, a cosmonaut, and celebrity astronaut Cirque du Soleil founder Guy Laliberté, remain in semi-isolation for their final days of training.
We all came here in the same time, and we have rooms in the crew quarters right adjacent to each other. We eat three meals a day on schedule together. We sit at the same table. We go to all our training.
Williams' six-month mission as part of Expedition 21 and 22 is to finish the International Space Station after 10 years of work. He'll lift off Wednesday afternoon from the Russian Space Center in Baikonur, an outpost of 70,000 people on the desert steppes of Kazakhstan. In Baikonur, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.